Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Good morning to the rest of this week and the rest of your life, actually. Well, the program going on, sponsored by Healthy Cass County, is called The Old Switcheroo. Well, whether you've been involved in that program or not doesn't affect the fact that if you're not involved, you know, you could go ahead and do a switcheroo on your own. What does switcheroo have to do? Well, it has to do with changing new habits from old habits. And the program that's being sponsored has mostly to do with healthy eating and activity and that kind of thing. But I'm thinking it could also apply to the way we're thinking. Do you ever have days or weeks and you're going, I'm not quite happy with the way my life is going. I really need to change something. Well, probably the most important thing there is to figure out what it is you're unhappy with before you can decide what to change. But the fact is that changing is both mind and body, and it's the whole person involved. So kind of have to look at ourselves and say, okay, what is it I want to change and how am I going to do that? The problem is we often tackle 60 things at once, or at least 3 things at once. Well, maybe that's too many. We need to concentrate on probably one at a time. The Healthy Cass County program, it tries to get you to do this new habit for 21 days. What's magic about 21? Well, actually, there is some scientific validity to this. There was lots of studies done at one time to see if this was really, you know, the magic number. And in truth, there's not a lot of magic to it, but there is some validity. Back in the 1970s, Dr. Maxwell Maltz almost single-handedly ushered in the self-help era by authoring a book that included a detailed description of how the brain accepts changes ranging from a loss of a limb to the loss of luster in a new relationship to the adoption of any new habit. And his conclusion was that complex interactions within the brain take almost exactly 21 days to become commonplace and make the change feel like the routine. Since then, studies have sought to prove or disprove this theory, both with some success, but popular culture has adopted it as fact. Of course, every person is unique, and the 21 days might not be right for you. Maybe you can adopt a new habit and keep it in less than that, or maybe it's going to take a month or more. Probably depending somewhat on the habit and all of the parts of your life that are involved in that new habit. But I thought, you know, in the program from Healthy Cass County has a list of things that suggests what you might switch out. Well, I found it interesting that that's not a new idea, that other folks and other publications have thought of that too. In fact, a recent free publication that has to do with health had some suggestions of what we could do to change. And I think the kind of secret of this is saying, I'm going to change from this to this and not just add something new. Well, you've heard, I'm sure, by now that sleep is very important. You've been hearing that for years since you were a little bitty kid. But again, there's lots more research that says if you're not getting enough sleep, it may be the reason you're gaining weight. If you're not getting enough sleep, it affects how you think. You know, you can't pay attention. Just lots of different things. So here are some suggestions. Instead of just saying, okay, I'm going to get an hour more of sleep, you might say, okay, that's my goal, but I'm not going to try and do that all at once. Do it in increments of 10, trying to go to bed 10 minutes earlier and doing some things to get ready to do that. Shut off the TV or get away from the TV. Turn off the computer and quit working on those kinds of things. And that's something that I have trouble doing. I'm always thinking, I can do one more thing before I turn it off and say goodnight. But in fact, getting all of that out of your head And there's even some people who say, you know, the electricity, all that kind of thing affects the fact that you can't sleep. So it also has to do with clearing out the clutter in your brain, scaling back on what the busyness in your life, and that could be very difficult in a family full of kids, or you know, you're working two jobs, whatever. It could be very difficult. But start with 10 minutes, you know, get away from the TV and the computer 10 minutes earlier than you usually do. And then, you know, you can do 10 minutes at a time. Might be easier than saying, okay, I'm going to change this whole hour. And an hour is a long time out of a busy day. Well, what about some of the things that you put into your body, like food and liquids? Well, one publication says, drink like a fish. Keep a pitcher full of ice cubes and water at the ready while you're working or playing outdoors. And take a break anytime you feel yourself getting too hot. Pour yourself a glass and drink breaks. Say that 10 times fast. Drink breaks at any time you feel thirsty, even just a little thirsty. But you probably need to do it before you feel thirsty. So keeping hydrated is very important. And there's been a lot of studies done. If you swap out water or perhaps some other, not a low-cal like soda, but a sparkling water, for instance, with a little lemon in it. In one study, dieters who replaced almost all sweetened drinks with water lost an average of 5 pounds more than those who didn't. And even limiting diet drinks can help. So it's not just the food itself, but it's also the liquid that gets into your body. In terms of eating, here are some things to think about. Chew slowly. You know, that's not just what you're putting into your mouth, but also how you're eating. In a recent study, when women were told to eat quickly, they ate 646 calories in 9 minutes. But when they were encouraged to pause between bites, maybe even put down the fork or spoon, and chew each mouthful 15 to 20 times, they took in just 579 calories in 29 minutes. Big difference in time there, 9 minutes to 29 minutes, and also almost 100 calories difference, which means that their stomach probably got the message they were getting some food rather than in those 9 minutes. Another specific, change out your salad dressing. Again, this was a study done with women, can often get more fat and calories from dressing than any other food because we choose a salad because we think it's, you know, better for us and low-cal, etc. So try a new salad dressing or salad dressing spritzers, and they might add flavor but only 10 calories as opposed to 60 or 70 or 120. So you still get flavor, but a whole lot less calories. A couple of other things related to food. Of course, you keep hearing eat more whole grains and less of those white things. And one of the reasons is that not only is it healthier in the long run for you, it kind of fills you up a little more than the white stuff. And again, you can do that sort of gradually, but start doing it a little bit at a time. And of course, there's whole grain pastas as well as breads. And we have more choices of cereals that are whole grain. So even whole grain cereal with not much sweetener added could be a good snack as well as a good habit. Also related to food, don't skip meals, especially don't skip breakfast. And some folks say it's better to graze and eat several small meals rather than a couple big meals. And I think the research on that goes back and forth also. What about activity? Real quickly, one that I have a coworker who does this when he's on the phone, pace back and forth, move, don't just sit there. And that could apply to some other kinds of things that we do too, where we could get up and walk. Might drive other people in the room crazy, but You could burn 54 calories in a 20-minute call. Also related to that, just stand up rather than sit all the time. Even if you're watching your favorite TV program, maybe you could stand up during part of it. Maybe you could do a few exercises. Lifting weights, you don't have to go out and buy weights. Get a couple cans of equal weight soup out of your cupboard. That adds a little bit of weight. Simple things that we could do to change from one not-so-good habit to a better habit. But pick out one, work on it for a while before you start on another one. And until next time, remember, when it comes to making change, the only magic involved is taking the first step.